Le passé composé avec avoir. Le passé composé is one of the most useful ways to talk about the past because it is so commonly used in French. To form le passé composé, we must have two different parts, either the verb être or avoir, depending on the action word, and the past participle. There is another past tense, l'imparfait, which works together with the passé composé frequently. We will learn more about this in a later chapter. For now, we are going to focus on the passé composé with avoir. Le passé composé is used to discuss events in the past that were one-time occurrences, completed actions or completed series of actions, interrupting actions, actions confined to a specific time period. Le passé composé encompasses three different meanings in English. Look at the following examples. Je me suis promené. I walked. I have walked. I did walk. J'ai pris un croque-monsieur. I ate. I did eat a croque-monsieur. I have eaten a croque-monsieur. There are several different endings for the participe passé. E accent aigu, I, and U are the most common. Others are IS, IT, ERT, NT. Start to memorize the most common ones and double-check your spellings against a reliable source, such as a good online dictionary with a conjugation component. Here are a few common verbs. Être, été. Choisir, choisi. Prendre, pris. Dire, dit. Faire, fait. Boire, bu. Ouvrir, ouvert. Avoir, eu. Peindre, peint. La première fois que je suis allée au Mexique, j'ai suivi un cours de yoga. J'ai aussi appris à faire un poirier sur la plage. C'était difficile, mais j'ai réussi. Édouard est sorti de la ville pour passer du temps dans la nature. Il a voyagé au Canada et il a visité les montagnes. Il a pris 2 semaines de vacances. Il est revenu hier.